This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Broadway CPA Lawrence Yoder comes across as a happy guy who loves numbers and accountancy. Get this. When he was 15, Lawrence Yoder used to hang out at Branch Cabell in Harrisonburg, just watching the ticker tape and researching the companies whose numbers danced along it. These days, Lawrence owns Horizon Accountants and helps a lot of Valley folks, including yours truly, to sort out their taxes and other accountancy issues.
I want to count, just count, if the feeling is fine. Wouldn't it be fun for each one to count all the time?
This exercise of filing an income tax return is more than just paying your tax. You're actually becoming accountable to your government. And so the accountant, the certified public accountant, is that layer between the client and the constituency, or the one that is making the rules and the regulations, which in this case is the federal government. So we have accountancy and we have income taxation. Now, income taxation is exciting to me because the law is so cumbersome and it's so unexplainable to the normal person, and it's almost impossible to really nail down. But that gives me a sense of really assisting people when they need assistance. And so I get great satisfaction with helping my clients through this process.
Lawrence Yoder hasn't always worked as an accountant. After starting out at Harrisonburg's S.B. Hoover & Company, he took a break, after which owning his own firm just kind of happened.
I actually went to seminary for 3 years and went on a missions trip to Romania. And at that time, me and my wife had just had our second child. And I had pulled myself out of accountancy, and we really needed work. Our family needed some income. And at that particular point, after coming through seminary, I didn't know exactly which way I was being called to go, whether it was going in a whole new direction. But at this point, a phone call came to me one Saturday in January of 2003. And it became clear to me that I was being drawn to answer that call. And so I called Vernon Graber, who was a practitioner on Broadway, and he needed somebody to work.
Wait a minute. What was the phone call?
The phone call was, hey, I need somebody. And I called this person. This person gave me Vernon's number and said, this guy's looking for somebody for tax season. Would you want to help him out? And so I called Vernon. And he called me down, I think it was a Saturday, and he interviewed me very briefly and said, hey, I need some help. Come to work for me. And it was no more than a couple of weeks, and he had been trying to sell the practice for many, many years, and he offered the tax practice to me. And so I actually signed the intent or the agreement to buy his practice on my birthday, February 4, 2003. And so here again, you see the confirmation at work here. And I followed through and worked on during that tax season, helped him out. And then in September 1 of 2003, I officially launched Horizon Accountants, which was my own name that I gave to my practice. And that was here now are finishing up my ninth year of that practice and getting ready to finish going into my 10th year this next year.
Where'd the name come from?
Back when I was in the process of sorting out the direction that we were being led as a family, I was being drawn at the end of 2002 to consider going back into public accountancy. And this name kept coming to me, Horizon Accountants. And people looked at me and said, well, you're just one accountant. You're Horizon Accountant, singular. But I kept saying, no, that's not what I was hearing. I was hearing accountants, or more of like a firm. And so that's how I came up with, and lo and behold, there are several that work for me. So we are Horizon Accountants, plural. Now, the word horizon is an interesting word. It's a Greek word, and it actually means boundaries or times and seasons. And so that is something that I have seen in my client base, especially in my clients that have come to me. I have helped them with either beginning new businesses, providing clarity, giving them direction, and that whole process of being a Horizon Accountant client is much more than just being a client. It's a fuller shepherding process is really what it's turned into.
It's the preacher in you, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, if you want your this is a calling, not just a job or an income.
Right. It's much more than an income, and it's much more than a job. When you hear the word preaching, you think of usually as a one-way directional thing. But preaching is much more than that. It's more of a life expressed than anything else.
I loved the letter. If you go to Horizon Accountants, the website, you have this kind of gleeful picture of you, which I just love. And you start, you say cheerfully that you became an expert on the alternative minimum tax and financial institutions as I worked on tax audits. Tax season was fun for me and still is today. Can you elucidate, first of all, what it means to be an expert on the alternative minimum tax, and then why tax season is fun?
Starting out at S.P. Hoover & Company, the way in which public accounting firms of that size are constructed is it usually it's made up of different individuals that acquire expertise in certain areas. And in the late 80s and early 90s, alternative minimum tax was something that began to be much more important to higher income people. And I just happened to be assigned certain jobs where alternative minimum tax, whether they be for the corporate tax calculation or the individual tax calculation, I just found myself working on this particular aspect of the returns. And I just developed just by the number of frequency and the depth of research, I became a basic expert in this area in alternative minimum tax. That's how I just did it over and over and researched more and more.
Repetition.
Repetition.
Research makes the expert.
Yeah. And so tax season for me, I tell people I don't know any better, but tax season for tax season for me is really exciting. It's very exciting because the task is so daunting to get so much work done in a very compressed period that there again, it's something that I really can't really do in my own strength. And so everything that's asked of me really is something that's almost an impossible task, but somehow I always get it done. And that's kind of the fun is how is it going to get done? How are all the pieces going to come together? And that's what's fun for me. And so I try to look at it in a realistic way. And the realistic way is if things don't go together well, and if I don't have good working relationships with my clients, and if I'm not fully prepared for my season, both expert-wise, technically wise, emotionally wise, and if my staff isn't ready, I have no shot at getting this thing done. And so it's more of a realistic assessment. And that's what makes it fun. How is this thing going to work out this year? And it always does.
Okay, what's the season? You talk about the tax season and getting ready for it. When does prep start and what does it constitute?
Prep usually begins in the summertime, usually in the fall. As Congress begins to meet and as they begin to deliberate, and you never really know what's going to come out of the hill, and you begin to listen and begin to read what all are the changes. And it's usually not until November and December when I go to different tax seminars that you begin to see the preparation that's necessary. And usually by the end of December...
Tax seminars, where are they offered? Who offers
tax
them?
Seminars are offered all over the country. I usually go to the Virginia Tech Income Tax School here that's held locally at Blue Ridge Community College. And I also do a lot of self-study and a lot of reading. Right. And so I'm actually preparing pretty much the last half of the year reading and just making myself aware of all the different changes. So you almost need to be prepared to be able to plan for your clients and to be able to answer questions. You need to be prepared almost by the fall for the upcoming season. And so I make sure that I'm ready to go even then. And then the final piece is making sure you have your staff ready. And making sure I have my people lined up, making sure they're prepared and ready to go.
Do you assign homework?
I assign reading. I do assign some reading and some things to be looking out for. But since I do most of the review and most of the work with all the clients myself, I'm the one that has to be prepared the most.
Okay. You're where the buck stops.
I'm where the buck stops. That's right.
Or starts if they're getting a good return.
I'm the one signing the return, and so that's what happens.
When does the phone start ringing with people? I'm sure the phone rings year round, but when do your clients' attention sort? Do they have the oh no, taxes are coming and I don't know this moments?
Well, it's interesting. The tax season is very representative of the personalities in my client base. It's really interesting that in the beginning of the year, the people that really want to have things done early or the people that are used to getting their things done early, they're going to show up in January. And so what I normally do is just wait and see how they come in. It's usually the same group that usually comes in at the exact same time. But my early birds come in January, and then my early refund people, the people that want to have early refunds, they're going to come in February, and they want their returns done right away. And then comes the farmer deadline, which is March the 1st. And so I get my farmers coming in.
They file by March
the
1st.
They have to file by March the 1st, and I do a fair number of farmers. And so we get them in early February. And so usually the middle of February is the hardest time for me because I have my early birds that want their stuff done early. And then I have my early refunders, which want their refunds early. And then I have my farmers, which they need to have theirs done by March 1st. So that March 1st hurdle is the most difficult one to make.
Do you have a favorite tax wrinkle that saves clients, something that you just think is a really nifty way or something that just tickles you when you're able to work it for your clients? Is there anything like that, or is that a completely irrelevant question?
I don't know if there's a wrinkle or not. What I stress for my clients is to be aware of what is in their transactions during the year. I try to get to the place where I'm teaching my clients to be prepared. In other words, to go throughout their year so that they're prepared many ways. And so the only wrinkle that I try to give them is to be prepared to know what is it that has gone on in your transactions during the year. And I try to get my clients to ask the questions and to be prepared themselves. So I try to teach them to be prepared. And that's where I've geared my website. I gear my website to have a list of things for them to be looking out for. And so I don't know so much that it's a wrinkle, Martha, but it's more a process that I try to teach.
In terms of your enthusiasm for what you do, mm-hmm. you went at life, you were looking for a calling.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to be part of a community and helping. And plus, you always strike me as somebody who likes to enjoy their days.
Yes.
So how is your... How's your satisfaction level with this?
I tell you, when my clients come in and they ask me how I'm doing, or they ask, how do you get through this, whatever, I honestly tell them that I enjoy every single day coming to work. In the last 9 years, I can only think of a handful of days that I really had a bad day.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up, shout, shout, a day. Wonderful.
You'll find that gleeful picture of Lawrence Yoder and a link to Horizon Accountants on the Spark page at WMRA.org. Back after a break to zoom back into the late 60s with Lexington's Gordon Ball.